And what are some of your favorite songwriters growing up?
I was raised on Carole King and the Carpenters and early 90s Alanis Morissette. Just a lot of old school. I would listen to, like, you know, the Carpenters and Carole King while I was cleaning the house, and that's how my mom figured out I could sing. I would, like, belt it around the house, and she was like, we should put her in choir. And that's where it kind of bloomed. And after I was in choir for a little while, I started classically training my voice, and I asked for a guitar one Christmas, and I got that. I kind of didn't touch it for, like, a year after getting it, you know, and then I one day just picked it up and took two lessons, and then I kind of, like, was like, ah, I just got it from here, and then I started writing when I was about 13. It's where it took off.
You remember what you wrote your first song about?
You know, heartbreak, whatever, all that crud.
The standard issues, huh?
Yeah.
Those teenage angst.
Yeah, exactly.
Issues.
You're from New Orleans, right?
Yeah, actually, I was born in New Orleans, but raised in Chalmette, Louisiana, uh-huh. Which is, you know, probably 15, 20 minutes from actual New Orleans. But I went to school at NOCA, New Orleans Center for the Creative Arts. And, you know, most of my other parts of my family lived in New Orleans, so I was always in New Orleans. So I pretty much... I'm from both cities, but I definitely went to school here and treat it like my home.
What do you like about the New Orleans scene?
Oh, everything. In particular, I love that, like, after Katrina, we had to move away kind of forcefully. My parents decided to not risk it again, and they moved into Ponchatoula, Louisiana, and I was like, what the heck is that? I don't even know where that is. And I was stuck to go to finish high school there, but as soon as I was able... ready and able, I moved back here, which was about a year ago, and I'm loving it. The indie rock scene here is incredible, and it's better than most people think, you know? Mm-hmm. It's blooming, it's exploding with talent, and a lot of touring bands don't even realize how much of an indie rock scene we have here, an independent, you know, artists that come through and play, and so I'm happy to be a part of it, especially in a way of Faubourg, being able to play this wonderful festival that shows America that we have this really cool scene of music, and it's getting some press, so hopefully some bands will see that, you know, and come through more often and play with us local people, you know?
Mm-hmm. Why do you think indie rock in New Orleans has been so underrated?
Probably because of the history of jazz and blues, and, you know, that overshadows the rock scene, of course, because people come here to hear that, mostly, and if people have a closed mind to just hearing that kind of stuff, that they're not going to see the indie rock, you know, they're going to look over it, but it's here, you know, you just kind of, you have to keep your open mind, and not just think it's just a jazz and blues town and city, you know, it's much more than that. But not to down the blues and jazz, we love it. A lot of us have been raised on it, so it makes our music better. So, you know, it goes hand in hand, I think.
Do you feel like there's a different standard of quality in New Orleans in terms of the music? Do you feel like the fans are really more intense?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they'll have fans that will repeat, you know, live shows to see if you have any new stuff. And every time I see a familiar face in the crowd or a new face in the crowd, I'm like, wow, these people are really coming out, you know, more than once or just coming out. And I feel like really special to be a part of people enjoying live music, you know. And I've played other places out of state, and the fans here are just so warm and welcoming, you know. Mm-hmm. So,
where'd you play your first gig in New Orleans?
Actually, there was like an open mic night here on Frenchman Street at Cafe Negril, mm-hmm. and that was probably my first like real
cool.
deal. You know, play for tips kind of thing, and that was just a little open mic night.
How do you feel your songwriting has grown over the years?
Oh, it's tremendously grown. I mean, even if you just listen to my first album, which is for sale tonight at Faubourg, my newer stuff's a lot different. We're actually starting to record that new stuff in 2 weeks, and you can just compare the two, and they're totally different from each other. My newer stuff's a little more out there and different from anything I've ever done. I kind of stepped out of the box for it, and I'm really enjoying playing it, and I think people are really turning heads because they're not used to this thing coming out of me, you know? They're used to, like, maybe the older stuff. I'm definitely turning heads with it because it's a little more different and unique.
Do you change your songwriting approach?
You want to make music that is different so people will listen to it. I mean, no one's going to listen to generic stuff, you know? They don't want to hear the same thing over and over. And so I definitely changed my guitar stylings to more of finger picking, and my melodies are very experimental, and that's what makes it really different and odd, and people tend to like it. So, and if not, it's okay. My newer stuff's definitely very very different from my older stuff.
Did you find yourself listening to different music when you were creating it?
Yes. I have my influences, but
right.
I started listening to a lot of Regina Spektor, and she is very odd, but I love it. And it showed me that I could step out of my little box and be weird and be unique and myself. That gave me my little extra oomph to be a little more out there, and just listening to her changed things a little bit, you know.
Do you have a favorite place to play in NOLA?
I love One Ajax.
What do you like about it?
It's such a beautiful venue, first of all. The sound's really, really great. People are really nice, and it's in the quarter, you know, so you got everything wrapped up in one big, nice little package.
So we're most looking forward to seeing it at Faubourg this year?
Well, of course, I'm most excited to play it, but to see other people, I definitely love Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Yeah,
they're amazing. I saw Giant Cloud, who's one of my top favorite local bands here, last night. They were amazing here. They played upstairs, actually, where I'm about to play tonight, and they're great people. They're fun, so talented. And then I love Sun Hotel, but sadly, my other band, Glasgow, were playing at the same time Sun Hotel's playing, so I can't see them. But I've seen them many a times, and they're wonderful guys, and they're great musicians, so I love Sun Hotel and Giant Cloud and all those local bands. Big Rock, I love them. So I'm going to try to hit up all those great bands, and there's plenty of other music going on.